Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Joining us, coming up in the next segment from Japan, is Forbes writer, writes for a lot of other big publications, Benjamin Fulford, to talk about one of the leaders of Japan's second largest party in their Congress, called their Diet. Member of Japanese Diet, doubts official 9/11 fairy tale. That's coming up, and he's inside the Japanese elite. This guy talks to some of the head honchos, including some of the people inside the emperor's family. And he's got national attention here in the U.S. He'll be popping in. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. You've been holding long enough. Let's talk to Andy in Montana. You're on the air, Andy. Thanks for holding.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I got a question. I just want a little update on the bill that was just passed to the House with the overwhelming numbers of the Homegrown Terror Act. It was H.R. 1955, I believe.
But that's got to pass the Senate, too, now.
Right. Yeah, and I just when is that going to the Senate? Is there a date?
Well, generally, if something failed in the last Congress, it'll have to be brought back out this time. But they've it openly has thought crimes. It's basically book burning, 21st century style.
Yeah.
They're going to decide. You know, in the past, they could arrest you if you said "go kill ABC," because that's not free speech. It's terroristic threat. It's firing a theater. They're saying that if you say ideas, the government's going to have kind of a Supreme Soviet board, and it's going to decide what you can and can't say. And they said, you're not going to be able allowed to say the government stages terror. Doesn't matter if it's declassified in public. You're not going to be able, mainline groups, you're not going to be able to say the elections are fraud or that there's any voting machine fraud. You'll be arrested. And it's all stated. They've talked about the things that they'll ban in some of the public meetings about the federal board they want to set up, and it's just absolute Soviet Union.
Oh, it's sickening. I mean, this is tech. I mean,
they're doing it all. I mean, they're pulling out the stops, man.
Yeah, this is, it's so ambiguous, you know.
That's just the bill. If you go look at the if you go look at the meetings they had a few months ago in conjunction about what homegrown terrorists are in Congress, they were on C-SPAN. They showed architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, hundreds of top architects and engineers saying these buildings had controlled demolitions. Of course, there's hundreds of firefighters and police saying, yeah, we were told to get back. They were going to blow it up. The firemen saw what they called lava in the basements, which takes 3,000-plus degrees, not 1,800-degree jet fuel. And they just told them all, shut up. That's just the end of it. And that was a Z600 listener, I'm told. We've got to plug the station. I never do. I love all our affiliates. Thank you. Lawrence in Canada. You're on the air, Lawrence. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
I'll read a scripture for you. It says Isaiah 30:28, in his breath, and an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. I have one of those in my jaw. I have an antenna through the tip of my nose, which has been, it's the exact same thing that's been exposed on MKUltra forums. And I truly believe that a lot more people on this planet than myself just have these things in our bodies.
Well, I know a lot of people think that they have microchips implanted in them. I know they've had national mainstream television shows where they have dug these out of people. More often than not, though, people show up at my office, beat on the door, we come to it, and they say, look at it, it's firing beams at me, and I look up, and it's the sun. And I'm like, no, man, that's the sun. No, that's a fake sun. It follows me and shoots beams at me. Look, you need to be on medication. That's the problem with all of this. And people, I don't mean the caller needs to be on medication. I mean people who can't deal with all this stuff. Because there are a lot of real things going on. There were tens of thousands of chemical, biological, radiological tests, including a lot of them killing Americans and U.S. sailors and soldiers. That's all declassified. They take foster children all over the country and the world and experiment on them and sometimes kill them. That's New York Daily News, you know, taking little black kids and giving them pesticide till they die. That's pharmaceutical companies knowingly having HIV in their blood products and killing hundreds of thousands of people. That's all mainstream news. But, and I've had serious people, you know, talk about, yeah, when I was a kid, you know, I was in a NASA school in Houston, and, you know, here's my NASA card, and here's how it happened to me, and they did a lot of weird, you know, things and drugged us. And then I can go look up the program and find out it went on. Things like that went on. But then there's people who tell me that, you know, the satellites are shooting beams at their head. And then I say, okay, I don't have time to talk to you. And they say, oh, are you involved? You know, and I'm like, no. So you definitely have schizophrenia, normal, you know, just paranoid delusionals out there. And then the general public sees them and thinks, oh, anybody who talks about there even being a Trans-Texas Corridor is schizophrenic, even though they have the billboards up. So you got to be careful in all of that. And just because the mainstream media spins, lies, gets it wrong, doesn't mean that the alternative media is right. I mean, so much stuff I see in the alternative media is 10 times worse than even the mainstream media. That's why I tell you, don't believe anything I'm saying. If I tell you the CIA is running most local governments in the country, I have documentation. Or if I tell you the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time, exact same targets on 9/11, I told you that 2 years before it was in USA Today. You go, well, what does that mean? Well, they carry out drills so that people in other agencies in the NSA, when they pick up the terror chatter, think it's part of the drill. It also confused NORAD, where they had 24 blips superimposed on their screens during the drill so they couldn't track down the real aircraft and send the fighter jets to the right place. And we told you that years before it came out and the tape's been released. That's now admitted at Pentagon sources. Or I tell you that the hijackers, we don't know what happened exactly on the planes. We just know they were U.S. government agents from the embassy heads who ordered to let them back into the country and told they were CIA, to the FBI agents that have said this, to the dean of the Defense Language School who said he was forced to train the terrorist. That's the head of the school, but public told the AP that. Then it got under the rug. All we know is these guys work for our government. Boy, that's suspicious. We need to have a discussion of that. Or firefighters said they were told to get back. The government was going to blow up Building 7. We have them on tape. They've been interviewed. See, and the stuff I talk about is hard for people to deal with enough but then you have the Mexican Attorney General 3 years ago making his employees take implantable chips. You have U.S. companies making people take chips. I have police chiefs on who say they want to make the public take chips. The police chief of Bergen County, they have police chiefs for the county there in New Jersey, 1.2 million in that county. I've got articles where they want to chip UK prisoners. They're trying to chip people in Mexico, the immigrants that come in with implantable chips. So, look, here's a story right here. I said I'd go to your calls, and then it's just CIA confirms Ventura meeting occurred. Now, this is how they did it. 15 years ago, they said we're going to build threat matrix, threat integration, emergency management centers in 4 county areas and rural areas, pooling resources, and in big cities like Austin or Dallas or even big mega cities like New York. We're going to build these centers. And first, it's attract traffic with the cameras. Then they go, oh, we're upgrading you. Of course, it was built to begin with. I've read government documents on this. Then they go, oh, now we're going to use the cameras for crime. And, oh, now there's a software package that scans their faces and their driver's license and measures their ears and knows the shape of their face and tracks them. And we can type in a code and track anybody off their cell phone, even if it's turned off, and, you know, track them down to 15 feet. Remember, I was telling you this on radio 12 years ago. A lot of you have been listening for over a decade. Now it's all being introduced to you. Now it's being admitted. And I knew 10 years ago they had special forces, troops in every major city with the police working covertly. Even most cops don't know. It's compartmentalized, need-to-know basis. I knew they had CIA at every capital. I've said this hundreds of times. I even read government documents on air. Then they started mentioning after 9/11, oh, yeah, the CIA is going to be every city with the FBI and local cops liaisoning. Well, it's illegal for them to operate domestically but not advise people. Well, it came out in Minnesota Public Radio, covered it. Also, the Pioneer Press, their big paper, covered it. When Ventura first went to work in 99, there were 23 CIA agents waiting for him, and they just basically said, this is the shadow government. We're here to liaison with you. We're the real government. And the CIA jokingly says, well, I didn't know we had that going on, but even if I did, I'm not supposed to tell you. Mainly, they're there to run the smack and the coke. make sure, you know, that the wrong people don't get busted and the right people do. I want to say hi to all the guys that run Austin out there. Really ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I'll be right back with Benjamin Fulford from Japan. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAircorps.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
参加をしたですね、調査団が実はこの言っています。で、調査団に参加をしたですね、ある女性の方々が日本人の女性にインタビューをいたしまして、そうしましたらその日本の女性の方がですね、この実は、
That's a member of the Japanese Diet official questioning the 9/11 story, and he held up big color cards of different video clips, audio clips, government diagrams, design diagrams, stills of video of the collapse of Building 7. One of the clips he holds up, one of the stills of clips he holds up, is a group of firefighters, including a firefighting captain, talking about molten steel, which actually takes about 3,500 degrees. People are standing in the holes in the buildings. It won't melt them, but then the building collapses and there's molten steel, giant pools of it, 5 weeks later at 2,600 degrees. This is one of the things that the Japanese were playing in Parliament, in their government. Here it is.
Down below, you see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like lava.
Like lava. Like lava.
And they also played the clips of firefighters, after police, that is the stills of them, and they gave the web addresses on television going, bombs going off, boom, 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 boom. They told us, get back, you got cops doing a countdown. All right, it's coming down in 20 seconds. Then we even got the witnesses who were in the video with the cops doing the countdown. So everybody start running, they blow Building 7 up. Okay, joining us to talk about this, joining us to talk about just an amazing story. I have to have him back for a third time. He joins us from Japan. He's, of course, went to college for Asian studies, speaks Japanese, Chinese, been a writer for Forbes many years, financial writer, until they wouldn't let him write the big stories. He quit, wasn't fired, and he talks to people in the emperor's family, you name it, Benjamin Fulford. And Mr. Fulford, you're on the inside over there. What does it mean to have one of the leaders of the second largest party in Japan openly asking the president about this? I mean, and going for 30 minutes through all this evidence on national Japanese television.
Well, you know, I think that what's happening here is really we're witnessing the end of what's called the 1955 order. That's the government imposed by the CIA and right-wing militarists on Japan after World War II. And I think that Japan is going to try to become independent again. Now, this does not mean, the opposition party, really make the public know about all this stuff. And opinion polls show that they're very likely to take power this year. In fact, it's very unlikely for the ruling party to be able to stay in power any longer because they are extremely unpopular. It's not just because of their participation in the so-called war on terror, but also because of a series of scandals, including a big military procurement scandal, which could involve, lots of senior U.S. government officials as well. Bribes, related to the purchase of U.S. military equipment by the Japanese armed forces.
The Japanese public, of course, 80%+ in major polls, correct me if I'm wrong, you've lived there for many years, want our military out. I don't blame them. But expanding on that, it's not just the Japanese government now questioning high-level people. It is the former and one of the most popular. He served 7 years. That's a long time in Italy. Their former head of intelligence. He went public a month ago to their biggest paper and said, yes, 9/11 was carried out by the U.S. government completely. From start to finish, we all knew that from the beginning. And then he went on to say, by the way, the U.S. government staged the attacks here in the 80s to blame it on the communists. By the way, he was an anti-communist himself. This is not some leftist saying this. We've had the head of the German parliament, Andreas von Bülow, also the former head of their intelligence agency, going public. Then another previous head of German intelligence. This is the head of German intelligence has gone public saying inside job. We have British parliamentarians going public saying inside job. We have Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief Europe, going public. We have Robert Baer, who the movie Syriana is about, the most highly decorated living a CIA case officer, field commander, going public saying all the evidence says inside job. I could go on for 10 hours. Bill Doyle, head of the biggest 9/11 victims family group, who lost his son Joey, says the majority of them believe it's an inside job. I've interviewed all these people. I mean, how far is this going to go? I mean, is it starting to unravel, Benjamin Fulford?
Well, I do think we're in a situation somewhat like in East Germany just before the Berlin Wall collapsed. I think we're looking at an end to a secret government that has ruled the West for 300 years. It's really an amazing historical time we're headed for. I'm sure of it.
It's also very dangerous. Now, you independently, I've looked you up, and you've been covered by the national news with your claims. I mean, you've written some of the biggest scandal articles, huge corruption stories in finance, in technology, in Japan. You've got the biggest interviews with prime ministers, presidents, corporate heads, the royal family. You're the real deal, and you make these unbelievable claims. You get David Rockefeller interviews like that even after you leave Forbes. And then you make all these amazing claims that you learned all this stuff that totally checks out with all my separate research about the global plan to exterminate 80% of us, how the Asians are freaked out. I know the U.S. signed a deal with China to carry that out in the 70s. And so everything you say fits with what I know. It's just so incredible that you learned about this from the Asian angle. Start just in a nutshell, like you're talking to five-year-olds. I mean, let's say I've never heard of this before. Explain to me what you discovered, what the Asian mafia, I say that, I know they're secret society, but the public doesn't believe those exist. Explain what the Asian mafia told you. Break it down.
Well, I mean, I was for a long time a believer in the sort of mainstream corporate propaganda and their whole worldview. And I got into this stuff not through the internet, but directly, you know, through interviews and stuff. So I ran into it firsthand, and then I started reading up, you know, about the history of all this stuff. But, I mean, in a nutshell, what happened was I started studying, well, I was a financial journalist, and then I got involved in the bad debt issues. And then I found out that most of the bad debt was held by gangsters, which just didn't make sense, right? So I started to find gangsters to interview, the Yakuza mobsters, and they explained to me that they were middlemen. They just took all these bad loans, and they took a percentage, and then their money was disappearing into the hands of politicians. So I started uncovering also a systematic series of murders where they would make it look like a suicide, but it was actually a murder of senior government officials. And you're thinking, well, you know, and I was just really appalled. I thought the Japanese government was horrible. And I was going to write a book in English that was going to completely blow these people up, name names, name people, you know, even prime ministers involved in murders here. I was going to do all that, and then I would have to either be killed or get the hell out of Japan. I sent two chapters to my agent, and the very next day I got a call from the granddaughter of the Meiji Emperor saying, hey, you should not get the gangsters angry. And it was, you know, amazing timing. She told me later that it was the Japanese security police who suggested I call, that she call me, and you know, and she gave me a 911 video, the Ron Kleiss one.
Stay there. I want to talk about this on the other side. And for the loaded phones, we'll jam you in. Okay, as it all ties into the same thing. Everybody patiently holding. We're going to get to you. Our guest is Benjamin Fulford. BenjaminFulford.com is the website. We got links up on PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Don't forget the news site, RonPaulWarRoom.com. It's all coming up after this quick break with the news and a lot more. Stay with us.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah. Ladies, we need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious. The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of our wonderful listeners out there across the country and the world, if you're sick of the Ron Paul is a racist smear going on, we have the president of the NAACP here in Austin, a very prominent member of the national organization, Mr. Linder, Nelson E. Linder. Top story, prisonplanet.com. Get this story out to everybody you know. He has known Ron Paul for more than 20 years, and they are making this stuff up. Hillary can openly make racist statements, and that's okay, to get votes. And then Ron Paul fights it, and he gets to be called one, and they lie and twist things that he has said and others have written. This is up on prisonplanet.com right now. Top story. It's also going to be posted at ronpaulwarroom.com. And your calls, again, are coming up. But we're going to do a part three with Mr. Fulford later this week or next week if he'll do it. Probably have him on for 2 hours. He just has too much information. Benjamin Fulford, again, is our guest. BenjaminFulford.com is the website. Again, Forbes writer, a lot of other big publications, big investigative journalist. I mean, type his name in. Look at the stuff for years. How long, I mean, you studied Asian studies, so you speak Japanese, Chinese, a lot of other languages. I guess that's why you moved to Japan. How long did you live in Japan before you learned all this?
Well, I mean, my first job when I came here in 1980 was in a bar as a bartender from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., and the bar was owned and run by a gangster. So I always knew there was a kind of a hidden part of Japan, but it took about 20 years of reporting at the highest level before I started finally to figure out that, well, I knew for a long time Japan was corrupt and that their democracy was a facade, but...
Well, I mean, we know ever since MacArthur when it was staged in a front.
Yeah, but I did not, and I'd heard little things like about, you know, they're all the premises being Freemasons, and I had little bits of evidence here and there.
Well, as simply as you can, I mean, bring us up to, you've gotten to the point where the Emperor's granddaughter comes to you, gives you a 9/11 film, says, look, there's something a lot bigger going on here, and then you learn it's about eugenics and that the Asians don't want to be killed by the New World Order. And I'm telling you, folks, normal people who have half a brain will see the info I've discovered in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, my new film, and I learned Michael Crichton's written about it now. I'm learning everybody seems to know about it but me, that this is something that in circles of scientists and doctors and important people, that this is the big issue. And Benjamin Fulford ran into this because he was again going to publish a book on the mob, and they came to him and said, look, we're just front men. Continue.
Yeah, and when they gave me this 911 video, my state of mind was that, oh, my God, you know, I'm not even going to look at this thing, you know. I thought it was some kind of anti-Semitic rant or something, right? And I was just shocked, but she kept calling and saying...
So you're still a mainstream guy. You don't believe in any conspiracies.
I didn't believe any of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't even going to watch it or listen to it, you know. That was my state of mind. I mean, I'd been investigating Japan, but I just assumed that everything in the West was as reported by the New York Times, et cetera, you know? But when I finally started to watch it, I mean, I know real information when I see it. And the problem that happens to a lot of mainstream journalists and guys is they see the evidence about 911, but then they say, but no, wait a minute. Why didn't the New York Times write about it? Why didn't the Washington Post write about it? Well, no, that's just too big. I mean, that's too monstrous to be possible. And they shut down their minds. They just
But now it's declassified. One example I use of hundreds because people, a lot of people have heard of this. It's been in Time and Newsweek. 40 years after, in the 90s, 40 years after the 50s, they admitted that the government took 4,000-plus foster children and put them in radiation tanks and murdered them, quote, to test radiation. So that's 4,000 little kids. That's admitted. And people who can't believe 9/11, well, that's admitted.
Yeah. No, it's once you start seeing through all that, it really is like that movie The Matrix where you take the red pill or the blue pill. You have to completely change your worldview. And then when you do, you get really angry.
Well, I mean, in 68, the Army with the CIA, this is declassified, released a bacteria in the New York subway. Dozens died. The details remain classified. They just, people randomly go into work, just kill them, you know. But go ahead and continue.
Yeah, well, I mean, out here in Asia, I mean, they murdered about 5 million people in Korea before the Korean War even started. They covered Vietnam with poison, chemical warfare. They used germ warfare out here. There was a Japanese experimental unit called Unit 731 that carried out all sorts of plague.
And the U.S. pardoned all of them to come to the U.S. and teach them.
Yeah, and then they've been developing it ever since, and they've been using it. And what... What they say in their, you know, nice talk when they want to sound reasonable, they say, look, you know, this planet is only big enough to support people, about 1 or 2 billion people with a European lifestyle, right? But what's really going on is they're totally terrified of losing control, and they realize that they don't have control over a lot of the people of the planet, and these people are getting powerful, and so they're scared. And they say, well, we have to kill them in order to maintain our control of the planet.
Now, Mr. Fulford, you got all this directly from the Emperor's family, the government. I mean, now the Japanese government's talking about 9/11 being an inside job on national TV, prime time for 30 minutes. So for those in the U.S. listening, in Canada, England, Europe, this is really happening. I want to explain to people, you can go to the Royal Population Commission, paid for by His Highness in England. It's public. It's declassified in the 70s, conducted from 44 to 49, and it says we've got to use war, famine, bioweapons to kill off the majority of the third world. We can't let them develop, or they're going to threaten us. Then we have the 1973 Henry Kissinger State Department Memorandum 200, U.S. policy to reduce the world's population by at least half. Then the Ted Turners, Prince Phillips, all giving speeches about how they want to kill 80% of us. Dr. Eric Bianchi at UT saying get rid of 90%. For the general public that doesn't know, for anyone in the know, this is all the elite talk about. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, well, I mean, out here, like, they had a secret, you know, plan to reduce the Japanese population. They've been putting substances in the food supply and stuff that make them impotent, you know?
By the way, that came out in all the major Australian papers. England was using Australia in 56 to do that, and the Japanese tested the food and found out that is Sydney Morning Herald and all the major papers. Again, for the public doesn't know, absolutely true. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just...
By impotent, it sterilized them, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, but the real kicker, right, was the SARS bacteria, because that was a germ warfare. It was an artificially created virus.
And it's come out, by the way, since you've been saying this, that scientists do believe it's engineered.
Yeah, and not only that, it's engineered to only kill Asians.
And with all these soft kill weapons, it can still kill whites or Africans if it's engineered from another group, because we're so similar. But it'll kill 10, 20 times as many. You know, you've got like a 100% chance of your Asian to die, and like a 5% chance of your white.
Yeah, that's about right.
Just like AIDS is a bioweapon, we even have the patent. But go ahead.
What happened though is when people caught on about SARS, right? This is when the Asians decided it was time to fight back, because, you know, I mean, they don't like mass murder.
And by the way, that was just a test weapon. They always do that. That was just a how it would spread, how the Asians would deal with it.
Well, I think it was more of a failed experiment. I mean, they were hoping it would kill a lot more people than it did.
The intel I've got is it was a soft kill test. But
Well, that could well be. But... The you know, and the thing to remember too, and I know you're aware of this, is that the plan for a new a project for a new American century, the people, you know, Cheney and
yeah, Dick Cheney openly wrote and said we need to use these. This is a public document. So we need race specific weapons. We need to legitimize their use. Yes.
Yeah, they said.
So the Asians.
All weapons that can target a particular ethnic group or you know genotype would be a useful political tool. I mean, you know, murdering certain groups of people is a useful tool. That's their attitude. That's their mindset.
BenjaminFulford.com. We're not in Kansas anymore. Final segment. My producer's in there right now. We got to set this guy for 2 hours. But I know my daytime show in the week is in the middle of the night for Benjamin. But final segment with you, sir. Unbelievable. And I'm only throwing stuff in over him because everything he's saying, I've documented in triplicate. He's getting it directly from people that are under the gun. By the way, they plan to kill most whites, too. Just wanted to let you know that. But we come last. We'll be right back. Stay with us. After me, the change has come.
She loves the path. Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we're going to have Benjamin Fulford back on for at least 2 hours. And we've got your calls I want to get to here in just a moment. Benjamin Fulford, in the next interview, we'll vet out all the details so much. But bottom line, this is real. The Asians are upset about it. I believe your story. The establishment over here is just used to always winning and has really gotten decadent. From your intel, what's now happening is the West finds out that the Asians are aware of their operation.
Yeah, And what there really is an Asian secret society. Really, it has 6 million members of them. 1.8 million are there. All the Asian gangsters are in there, and they extend to the highest levels of government in Japan, China, Vietnam, throughout Asia. This is a really powerful organization, and it only moves for the greater good. It's not like some sort of money-making criminal society, although all the crime gangs are involved. And they have a list of 10,000 names, all the Bilderbergers, Council of Foreign Relations, all these people, these so-called Illuminati or whatever you want to call them. And they can have them killed if it really comes to it. So, you know, the idea I gave them was target the eye on the top of the pyramid. Don't bother with their hired, you know, thugs. Just go straight for those people.
But see, you have these groups telling you, because you're going to write this big expose, this is where we've got to talk about in the next interview. I have no doubt these are elite groups. I have no doubt that the elite is doing this or that the Asians are concerned. That's even come out some. My whole situation is the CIA came in 75. This is public. It's Endgame covers it. George Bush Sr. Was the Chinese ambassador from the U.S. He went and got them to sign on to the one-child policy that started as fines and fees, became law in 81. They're now trying to do it here in Australia. And the Asians in China, the most populous Asian nation, 1.3 billion now, signed on to that. They got 30 million more males than they now have females. Big crisis. They signed on to it. Now you say, well, there's this secret society, and I know that there is the big, you know, things above the triads. I understand that. That's real. That's in the history books. It's admitted. The general public doesn't know it exists, but they can't find the U.S. on a map. So, you know, they're heavy from a hole in the ground. So, Benjamin Fulford, I mean, how do you know that these groups aren't coming to you and at least giving you partial truths? Because it looks like to me that the Asian groups at the top are bought and paid for by the New World Order, or are you saying now that maybe that's coming to an end?
Well, that's coming to an end. I mean, there has been some business transactions at high levels of different sorts, but, you know, when they try to murder them with disease, that just blows the whole thing away. I mean, that's a deal breaker, you know. And sure, the Chinese have this birth control policy because, I mean, let's face it, there's 1.3 billion people, and for a lot of time, a lot of those people were starving to death.
No, I know, but, I mean, they signed on to that. They're in the hip pocket of the West. You know, they own our debt. I'm just saying the communist Chinese were put in by our government. That's mainstream news now. Big, dirty secret. And we talked about that Friday, Benjamin. My point is, and I understand it's a deal breaker to want to get rid of all of them. So you're saying the Chinese early on said, oh, that sounds reasonable, but now they're finding out the full story?
Well, yeah. And also, I mean, the other thing you must remember is that although the communist government was set up by the Americans and stuff, it's no longer under their control. They kicked them out in the 1960s, and they have not had control since then. You can tell, I mean, Russia and China nearly went to war in the 1960s.
The Sino-Soviet split.
The Soviet Union, yeah. And that marks the point when they broke away from control.
I don't know. I think when Mao died and they arrested his wife, that marked at least that they, you know, they quit killing 10 million people a year and cut back to a million or so. But I don't know.
Well, yeah, but anyway, this group is separate from the communist government. They're being their enemies. And they also, like I say, they extend to the government in Japan. I mean, it transcends.
No, I know. It goes back to when they were invaded by the Mongols and they had to go underground. I certainly concur with your analysis there. Well, Benjamin Fulford, BenjaminFulford.com, I want to commend you for coming on. Can you come back on with us in the next couple of weeks for longer?
Sure, absolutely. You know, hopefully we can find a mutually comfortable time. You know.
Yeah, well, I know. It's what time is it in Japan right now?
Well, no, here now it's fine. It's 8 in the morning. It's almost 9.
Yeah, and my daytime show, I guess, will be about 3 in the morning. I hope you can stay up for us to do that.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean,
that's the mega audience right there.
Yeah.
That shows, this is like 20-something affiliates, and the other one's got almost 70 now. It's growing again. And shortwave internet, satellite, all that. Well, Benjamin Fulford, next time we'll talk about when this is all coming to a head. Just in a nutshell, from your sources, do they believe we're coming towards a flashpoint or a crisis point, or is the West going to back off, or what's happening?
Well, I mean, that's up to them. You know, I think that underground, the West has already lost. You know, it's a question of how to make it public. I mean, they cannot really fight Asia. They just don't have the military ability. They don't have the economic ability. It's no longer possible for them to put these people down. I mean, a turning point has been reached. So, in a way, you can say that 300 years of Western domination of the planet is coming to an end. And that'll mean a permanent end to warfare, because it's the West that has always been fomenting war. It's been their business, you know.
Well, that's been the specialty, absolutely. Well, we'll talk to you again very, very soon, Mr. Fulford. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thanks for calling. We all want to change the world.
You bet. And this system here at this studio drives me absolutely up the wall. Thank you, Benjamin, for spending time with us. My computer system just shut down. Put him on hold and get him set up. Thank you. Every time I try to go to my calls, it locks up and makes me enter a bunch of codes to get on the stupid computer. Oh. He just can't conduct business with a system like this. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back and take your calls. Here at the end, I cut off that huge guest just so we could take your calls. I apologize you've had to hold so long. We're going to have a show here coming up soon. We're actually taking them. A Patriot in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, you're on the air. Okay, he's gone. Boom. Let's talk to Tony in San Fran. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Happy Sunday to you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, a few days ago, I quoted you on one of my mailing lists about how, you know, the whole autism, the shots and stuff like that, and, you know, how, you know, kids, what we say happens after 18 months and they have seizures and stuff. And I posted that on one of my mailing lists, and then somebody countered it by posting this article titled, "Removing Thimerosal from Vaccines Did Not Reduce Autism."
Total fraud.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. That was, in fact, we have a big article that was financed by two big vaccine makers. And, of course, you notice Merck that gave you the arthritis medicine that makes you have a heart attack, that sells you the HPV, that actually doubles your risk of getting that very cancer and doesn't even cover you for cancer. It's a live a cancer virus shot. This is how it was done. We just had a big vaccine recall, and let me try to answer it as succinctly as possible.
Okay.
What they did was study, in the last 7 years, since 2001, controlled lots of people. Because what the Food and Drug Administration said in 2001 was, we want vaccine makers to make lots available of non-thimerosal. So you can find and order, and they cost about three times as much, those. And for anybody that doubts this, go to the doctor, say I want a vaccine, and then when they trot out, say I want to see the insert, and it's going to say thimerosal. Just do that. Don't believe me. Just experience it for yourself, or look at the latest vaccines. Go online on their own websites and read what they have in them. They have the mercury. In fact, the flu shots went to four or five times, depending on the shot, more mercury than they had before. So they say, oh, it's exploding, but we took the mercury out. Oh, it must not be the shots, when they never took the mercury out. They made lots available. This is the same government, sir, that says there's a law you have to take shots if you go to public school. There is no law. They have the Army recruiters in the school saying it's the law that you've got to take military exams and sign up and join the military. Have you heard about all the recruiters getting busted saying it's the law you've got to sign up?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
They lie, sir, and don't believe me. Just check it out.
I appreciate everything you're doing, Alex. I've listened to your show a lot, and I've been listening the shows in the last two or three weeks with all the guests you've had, Michael Rivero and Daniel Estelin, and those last guests you just had on. A lot of good information is being put out, and I really appreciate people like We Are Change going and chasing these people down and making them be accountable for what they're doing to us.
I hear you, my friend. You know, we've had so many great guests on today, but that's at the expense of not being able to take your calls. And it just makes me so mad how they lie about these vaccines. Go read the insert, the HPV shot. Do not believe me. Go to Google, type HPV Merck. It will take you to their website. Read it. Go read the Prozac website, where it increases suicide and violent actions and depression. That's an oxymoron. It doesn't make you happy. I'm not lying to you. And these companies and the media are. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sorry to Andrew, Franklin, Paula, Bill, Keebler, everybody. Call me back tomorrow when I'm on during the day. Or call me back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We'll have a show. We'll start taking more of your calls. Great transmission tonight, though. RonPaulWarRoom.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and get my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.